My body's borrowed. Blue's been my call sign, and I'm feeling blue. For long has my being been sorrowed. Be in my heart and bring my feet to heal. Along the road that I'm walking, I hope it's not too fine to be seen. Don't think I'll reach it by talking. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. This heart is new, and of the earth my body's borrowed. Blue's been my call sign, and I'm feeling blue. For long has my being been sorrowed. Be in my heart and bring my feet to heal. Along the road that I'm walking, I hope it's not too fine to be seen. I don't think I'll reach it by talking.
Haven't heard that one in a while, huh? Medicine Head. This Love of Old from John Peel's Dandelion Records singles collection, 1969 to 1972. Yes, he had a record label. Volcano the Bear, Chasm Dave from Volwheat. Gum gave us Fear from the vinyl album, Gum. Frippinino, an announcement from their live show in Paris, 1975. Aidan Baker, Refuge from Oblivion. That's what we all need, Refuge from Oblivion, from the album Still Life. And Van Beber and Lemke with Leas Vetter. And that's it for me. I got to say goodbye, make room for that codger guy. Ugh. Man, he is the worst, I'll tell you. You know, you got to really think about listening to that show. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County and online at WFMU.org. I'm Fabio. I'll see you next week from the Hot Box in Jackson Heights. See you later. Take care. Stay safe.
And I shudder to think of the awful stink on the road to Samarkand. It's frankly hell, that filthy smell on the road to Samarkand. But I like America. I have played around every slappy, happy hunting ground, and I find America okay. I've been about a bit, but I must admit that I didn't know the half of it till I hit the USA. Likely lass in Boston, Mass, fashion will recoil. In Dallas, Texas, they talk of sex, but only think of oil. New Jersey dames go up in flames if someone mentions bed. In Chicago, Illinois, any girl who meets a boy giggles and shoots him dead. But I like America. Its society offers infinite variety and comfort. May I shall return someday to the flag of the USA. I've loaned every acre from Can to Canton. I also deplore Bombay. I've jeered at Jamaica and seen through Ceylon and exploded the myth of those flying fifth on the road to Mandalay. I'll never miss those blasted fifth on the road to Mandalay. But I like America. I have traveled far from the Thumberland to Zanzibar, but I find America okay. I've roamed the Spanish main, eaten sugar cane, but I never tasted cellophane till I struck the USA. All delegates from southern states are nervy and distraught. In New Orleans, the wrought iron screens are dreadfully overwrought. Beneath each tree in Tennessee, erotic books are read. And when alligators thud through the Mississippi mud, sex rears its ugly head. But I like America, its simplicity, and its passion for publicity, and come what may, give me a holiday in the good old USA.
Welcome to this week's Old Codger program on WFMU. We opened up the program with the great pianist Mary Lou Williams, and she did, from her Zodiac Suite, she did Leo. Noel Coward sang I Like America, and Fabian Andre and his orchestra with La Perita. I'm the Old Codger. I'm broadcasting from my bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange, New Jersey. I've lived here for 63 years. A radio station used to be in my backyard on the campus of Uppsala College, but they moved to Jersey City many, many years ago. Now, why did they move? Well, they threw a bunch of excuses at me. Oh, the college went out of business. That one was pretty lame. Any connection between WFMU and an institution of higher learning is delusional. Then they whined, oh, this neighborhood's not safe anymore because there's gunfire in the abandoned dormitories on the campus of the college that went out of business. Well, I gave these young buckaroos some advice. I said, shoot back. But they refused to arm the DJs to defend the mothership. Well, they were a bunch of hippies, but obviously they were not weapons hippies. So then they moved to Jersey City. But it had nothing to do with the neighborhood they were leaving. It had everything to do with the neighbor they were leaving. Me. They wanted to relocate where they figured I couldn't find them. See, there's a great-great-grandfather clause in the WFMU charter that requires them to allow me to continue doing at least one show per year for the rest of my life. And they assumed I would not follow them to Jersey City. Or that I would drop dead before I figured out how to get there without a car. But I managed, because I am resourceful. Each time, I managed to procure a fill-in for one of the better DJs, and that would be at most two people. I'd load my shopping cart with 78s and roll it down Interstate 280 from East Orange to the Holland Tunnel. And then I'd make a right turn and push it to Montgomery Street in Jersey City. That was 22 years ago, and I've kept it up because I'm tenacious. But many DJs who were on the station back then are long gone. Some are dead, some quit, some got fired, some moved away. One floated away in a hot air balloon and was never seen again. Several others figured out they could get paid for being on radio, and they went out and got real jobs. And lots of them simply got sick of the place. But I'm still here, and I ain't going anywhere. At least now I can broadcast from the comfort of my poutin' shanty in East Orange. They don't allow cigars or bourbon or admiring chorus dames in the main studio at WFMU, but they can't control my vices here in my tricked-out hacienda. Ha! So, let's go back to the music here on the Old Codger program.
Thank you. fellow, let me pass. I shan't be out here long. Love my wife, but what has that got to do with this song? She stayed out 1 hour overtime. I stayed out all night long. Went down to the Ornish Club and had myself a ball. I got tight off of scotch and stuff and like not got home at all. Now I'm here for my Viper man. When lights come down, I turn on the fan. Now I'm gay today, this way you hear me say, hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. can hold me down and do what you like. But daddy, don't you tear my clothes. Daddy, don't you treat me wrong. Daddy, don't you treat me wrong. I'll stay right here if it's all night long. But daddy, don't tear my clothes. Yeah, play that thing now. This man, Mr. What's name? Oh, boy.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that set of music here on the Old Codger Show. It's all good music. I only play good music. And it's all on 78 RPM records. We heard the Brock Sisters and Do the Strut. Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra did Raisin' the Roof. Frankie Newton gave us the Onyx Hop. We heard Memphis Minnie with Keep on Eatin'. And the State Street Swingers with Mary Mack singing Don't Tear My Clothes. So this is WFMU. I'm the Old Codger, Courtney Edison, here every week for an hour. At the station, I'm sad to say, is again demanding that I read public service announcements. That's how they spelled it, announcements. There's a U in there, spelling bee, champ. Because they believe the world is all screwed up. And even though it's not my fault, I'm supposed to offer you information about services that can help you overcome your misery, which is largely self-induced, I might add. You'd think the simple benevolent act of hosting a weekly radio program of uplifting music would constitute a substantial and unique around here public service. But no, tell the listeners about non-profit organizations so they can improve their mental health. And the only thing I need to improve my mood is a Mamie Smith 78. Anyway, so they gave me this public service announcement. Every day, things happen to people. Bad things happening to good people. When bad things happen, call us, the Counseling Services of Less Than Greater New York. We can't help, but we'll listen. It's your problem. We're glad it's not ours, but we're sympathetic. So give us a call. If the line is busy or no one answers, call back later. The number is 1-800-244-8537. You know, these 800 numbers, they always end up spelling something. It's 1-800-A-HITLER. Huh, very, very strange. Anyway, you'll have no trouble remembering that number. And now, here on the Old Codger Show, we have a new commercial sponsor. For years, we've been extolling the pleasurable virtues of the Rancho Malario cigars. Well, these cigars, Rancho Malario, are for men only. But now, the good folks at Rancho have something for the ladies to suck on.
Say, are you sick and tired of your man blowing smoke rings around you whenever you pucker up for a little loving? Does he seem to love that cigar more than he loves you? Tell me about it. Well, have I got good news for you. Now you can enjoy the smooth, sulfuric, picante flavor you've been dreaming about with new Rancho Malariettes, the cigar made just for ladies. Each Rancho Malariette is slowly and tenderly rolled to perfection by the masterful, masculine, and extra-sensitive artisanal hands of young men who can recite all 46 of José Martí's Versos Sencillos by heart, and moonlight as underwear models. So if your beau gives you the cold shoulder, but then turns around and wants a little sugar because he paid for dinner, just smile and wrap your lips around a sweet-smelling Rancho Malariette. That'll show him. Run down to the Five and Dime and get yourself some Rancho Malariettes, a cigar made just for ladies. Look for the pink box.
Man, that was the lovely voice of Unita Bodenheim. She's a little sister of Gus Bodenheim, who is the Old Codger's spokesman for Sly Weasel Bourbon. You'll hear Gus on this program next week. Well, now we're going to go back to some music. Oh, this is some good music to drink Sly Weasel Bourbon to. It's a song from Lillian Miller. It's called Dead Drunk Blues.
I'm dead drunk this morning, Daddy. Be yourself. When I lay down across your bed, you knew I was drunk. When I lay down across your bed, all the whiskey I drank has gone right to my head. Oh, give me Houston, that's the place I crave. Oh, give me Houston, that's the place I crave.
Oh, play it, Papa Charlie Hill.
So when I'm drunk and get whiskey's just made, whiskey is some folk downfall.
Ain't my downfall, don't put that washing out.
Oh, whiskey is some folk downfall. But if I don't get whiskey, I ain't no good at all.
You ain't by yourself, neither.
When I was in Houston, drunk most every day. When I was in Houston, drunk most every day. I drank so much whiskey, I thought I'd pass away. Been drunk and left in all your clothes?
No, sir, I never did that. No, sir.
Have you ever been drunk and left in all your clothes? When you wake up, feel like you out of dough. I'm gonna get drunk, Daddy, just one more time.
Go ahead, get drunk and stay drunk. Stay drunk, I don't care.
Cause when I'm drunk, nothing don't worry my
according to what it all is, what they call swing. California silk and satin. Chains from gigolos to Aladdin. Come from Yonkers and Bronx and satin. Spreading rhythm around.
Who could love all right, but nothing like the woman that I met last night. She's dynamite.
Where did you find her?
She's a dynamite.
Must have been tight like that.
She knows what to do and she knows what it's all about.
Playing slow, but playing sure.
Now men don't play me cheap, cause I've been around, but I don't understand what she's putting down. She's dynamite.
How do you know it?
She's a dynamite.
Light a fuse and blow it.
She knows what to do and she knows what it's all about.
Play it slow, but play it sure.
Now she don't drink liquor and a very little gin, but she'll show you how if you just tell her when. She's dynamite.
Like Betty Gable.
She's dynamite.
She's willing and able.
She knows what to do and she knows what it's all about.
Play it slow, but play it
play now. A knife and razor too. Don't tell her nothing. She always tells you she's dynamite.
I wonder if she uses.
She's a dynamite.
Here's a tip, don't lose it.
She knows what to do and she knows what it's all about.
Play it slow, but play it sure.
Now you can whip it, or whop it, or hang it on the wall, or throw it out the window. She will catch it before it falls. She's a dynamite.
What you say, brother?
She's a dynamite.
She's a catching motherfucker.
She knows what to do and she knows what it's all about.
That's all there ain't no more.
Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. And it's clearly understood by fools like me. While you're sitting on a chair, feeling nice and cozy there, you're not really sitting on a chair, you're sitting on a tree. Somebody yelled timber, and a tree came tumbling down. Whether it's a door or a chair or the floor, the roots are still in the ground. Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. Every stick of furniture that you may see. There's that gorgeous TV set with its lovely cabinet. It's not sitting in a cabinet, it's sitting in a tree. Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. Don't get the wrong idea, ain't nothing free. Bill collectors by the score come a-knocking on your door. They're not really knocking on your door, they're knocking on a tree. Somebody yelled timber, and a tree came tumbling down. Whether it's the door or a chair or the floor, the roots are still in the ground. Everything that's made of wood was once a tree. Anything from pine to rich mahogany. When you're laid to rest, they weep while you're buried 6 feet deep. You're not really buried in a coffin, you're buried in a tree. Somebody yelled timber, timber, and a tree came tumbling down. Whether it's a door or a chair or the floor, the roots are still in the ground. Don't start bringing me down, please listen to me. Everything that's made of wood, yes, it's still a tree.
Welcome to my Poutin' Shanty. I'm the old codger. Poutin' Shanty is an outbuilding near my bunker in East Orange, New Jersey. I'm here on WFMU playing you some fine music on 70 RPM Records. We heard Lillian Miller. She did the Dead Drunk Blues, followed by Billie Holiday with Spreadin' Rhythm Around. Then we heard Tampa Red with She's Dynamite. And Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five did Everything That's Made of Wood. Now, I want to take a minute to address yet another brouhaha here at WFMU involving me and the management at WFMU. The management, I won't name names, management sent me a reprimand letter that some cute chickie at WFMU accused me of, quote, aggressive eye contact, unquote. I was warned that if I continued this sort of behavior, I would be subject to disciplinary measures, that they would suspend me from hosting the program, and they would substitute someone who plays hippie music in place of me, or worse, someone who plays free jazz. No, jazz should never be free. It should be kept under lock and key. It should never even be eligible for parole. Now, also, on top of that, certain female WFMU staffers have lodged unfair sexual harassment claims against me because when they walked by, I smacked my lips and I said, hubba, hubba. They don't know what I'm talking about. Most of these kids can't understand plain English. Hubba, hubba is a compliment. Why would ladies complain if I said something favorable about them? At any rate, I feel that if they suspended me and replaced me, that this would be catastrophic for my listeners. My listeners are accustomed to the elevated broadcast standards of the old Codger Show, and to deprive them of my presence, even for a week, would be harmful to their mental health. It could lead to widespread feelings of despair. Maybe a temptation towards alcoholism and drug abuse and possible suicide attempts. In other words, this is a disaster in the making, and the liability for these societal upheavals would belong to WFMU's management, not to me. Now, you may think I'm overreacting. You may think I'm creating a distraction from the original issue, which are the accusations of aggressive eye contact towards WFMU lady DJs. Well, I wrote a letter to Manz. Actually, my lawyer, Buster Binderfloss, he wrote the letter, and he said, in exchange for WFMU withdrawing the accusations, I will withdraw my worst-case scenario. I feel this is a reasonable settlement that we are proposing, and that's because at least one party in this idiotic dispute is an adult. I'm waiting to hear back from management. Anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest. And now we can go back to some fine music on the Old Codger Radio Show.
¶¶ Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky if I can find the sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's why I am, so what can I do? That's why I'm happy. I'll say I'm happy. That's why I'm happy with you.
Thank you. at a welfare meeting, which lasts from 3 to 10. The topic of the conversation, as usual, was the scarcity of men. Now Mary Brown had 7, while others had none. Was asked to tell in plain words just how this was done. So she said, you gotta have a trademark, a different kind of brand. You gotta have a classy label wrapped around the can. You gotta pass out samples. You got to give a prize and place it on the billboard for readers. Course it pays to advertise. It's got to be as standard as the oil and as popular as the Ford. Cause if you have what the public wants, they'll pay your room and board. Then too, you've gotta give them service, cause that's mighty essential too. Just have something good, don't let it worry, it's understood. Success will come rolling home to you. You got to have everything the public wants, every known make and brand. Direction in plain English and paste it across the can. Credit leads to bankrupt, brother, so that don't appeal to me. Charge accounts to no one, cause I'm strictly COD. Oh, I'm fair with all my customers, and I'm honest with my scale. Course, I'm kind of particular about my measurement, but I never ring no sale. I got ice for them that's hot, pepper for them that's cold, ketchup for them that's far behind, and youth for them that's old. So you see, I've got a trademark, cause that's essential too. In fact, just have something good, it's fairly understood. Bucks will come rolling home to ya. Thank you.
And that finer set of fine music will conclude the Old Codger radio program for this week. We started with Vaughn DeLeith, the radio girl, and she sang Sometimes I'm Happy. After Vaughn DeLeith, we heard Joe Venuti's Blue Four and a tune called Put and Take. It featured the great jazz violinist Joe Venuti, and then Adrian Rollini was on bass saxophone, Itzy Riskin on piano, and the legendary Eddie Lang, died too young, on guitar. That was released on the OK label sometime in the late 1920s. Ethel Waters sang her song about her trademark, Fats Waller on the piano with Carolina Shout, written by James P. Johnson. And we ended up with Charlie Christian on guitar with the Benny Goodman Sextet, and they did Rose Room. I want to say it's an honor, week after week, to offer the only listenable radio show on WFMU. The other DJs with their crappy music, I would call them all clowns, but clowns serve a purpose of distracting bulls at the rodeo. I have a firm belief in the people that host programs here. Most of them are worthless shells of human waste. That's my firm belief. But it's a free country, and that includes the right to have bad taste in music. Maybe that should be WFMU's official motto. Well, I want to say hello over the radio to all my friends out there listening, Red Butler, Robbie Delbarton, and the entire staff of Delbarton Industries, who produce many of the fine products that we advertise on the Old Codger Show. Miss Floridix, Hundwasser, Brother Justin, and Sister Iris. Brother Justin, he's a devil. Oh, my old buddy Reddy Kilowatt. Lola Bell Pancake, who is my playlist administrator, comments for a moderator, social media facilitator, and supply closet overseer. She wears a lot of hats, but of course she is wearing the radio hat. And of course I want to say hello out there to the entire Bodenheim family, all related to the late great Maxwell Bodenheim. You got Gus Bodenheim, Unita Bodenheim, Edna St. Vincent Bodenheim, Elizabeth Barrett Bodenheim, and Sticks and Stones Bodenheim. Be careful of him. Well, I'm the Old Codger. I'll be back next week with a lot more good, great music on WFMU. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Well, have yourself a good week, and bye-bye for now.
Welcome. I can't pretend I wasn't humming along with the theme song. I think you caught me. I'm not going to go back and change it. I like that. I like that you caught me enjoying the song. This is Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White, and I'm Hardy White, and we're about to have an experience together. We're going to hear things. We're going to go places. We're going to come back from places. We're going to look at things, and possibly we'll see them. But there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee you'll see anything.
I love playing in a field. I could run around this field all day. Hey, what's this? It looks like a well. Hey, it looks pretty deep. Hello?
Hello.
I'll just crawl over this to get a better look.
Whoop.
Hey, I fell down a well. Anybody? Hello? Oh, this is really, really bad. I'd be willing to promise anything to get out of this well.
Hello, little boy.
Hello.
Looks like you've fallen into a well.
I have. I'd promise anything to get out.
What do you mean?
I haven't met. You're a troll, right? So I was thinking we could do a bargain.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm kidding. I'm a troll. I'm not a troll exactly, but I'm just having fun. Look, I can get you out of here, and not only that, but get you your own show.
Really?
What kind of show would you like?
Well, like a children's show, but therapeutically disorienting.
It can be done. But you must promise me one thing.
What?
What is something that you could be forced to do but would never do on your own? Some sacrifice, maybe.
I have no idea.
Well, look, you think about it. I'm going to grant your wish, and when you settle on a sacrifice, a tribute or something, you let me know.
Oh, okay, great.
Think irony. When you're coming up with something. That's sort of the feel I'm looking for.
Oh, all right. All right, well, thank you, Troll.
Oh, thank you.
Man, this is the worst.
The worst?
Ugh, so terrible, right?
Nothing quite so not great at all.
What's wrong with you guys today?
We're bored.
Yeah.
Bored? There's nothing to be bored about. Why are you bored?
We aren't really. You told us to say that for the show, man. I'm rarely bored.
Lou, I know. We're doing that right now.
Man, you're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Butchie, he's not an idiot.
I just made a mistake.
Sorry. Idiots make a disproportionate amount of mistakes, so I jump to conclusions.
Let's start over.
Man, this is the worst.
Now I'm actually bored, so I can method act.
To be honest, I'm pretty bored, too. We don't have a ton of lines, either.
How can you guys be bored? You could go to the park, or travel to a sacred mountain in a flying house,
or sail on a vaudeville pirate ship. You could go somewhere. You could dream dive. You could look at a thing.
There sounds like there's a lot of things to do.
There are. Hey, are those things we are going to do on the show today? Oh, Lord, please give that line to Lou. This is painful. Yes, those are things we're going to do on the show today. Go into the park. Yes. The park they paved over for a highway. Well, some of it they paved over. But there's a little strip there. That's easement.
Well, we can walk and play there.
Play? Play what?
Bocce.
You're gonna play bocce on a 3-foot strip of grass between the highway and a 10-foot concrete wall?
Okay, frisbee.
Do people take children there?
It's sad, but a frightening and dangerous impractical park is better than none at all.
Oh, brother.
Come and play in the park today. All the children
play in the park today.
Come and stay in the park today. We will laugh and
play in the park today.
Today is the day we will have our way. There's a new highway in the park.
Come and play.
The skies are gray, but we're here to stay.
Come and play in the park today.
Today in the park, in the park. The children play on the new highway. It's a brand new day in the park. In the park.
Come and play in the park today.
It's a gray old day. It's a gray highway in the park.
Come and play in the park today.
So I would love to be able to fly in something the size of, not an airplane, but an airplane hangar.
Like the Hindenburg?
No, the actual living space in that was tiny. I mean, I want to ride in something the size of the Sober City Mall.
You wouldn't even know you were flying.
Exactly. I board the mall. It takes flight while I do some browsing, eat a pretzel, take a nap in a massage chair, and the next thing you know, I step out into New Jersey.
The department store smell everybody talks about is a combination of synthetic petroleum products and esters.
Well, I don't know about a flying mall, but I know one young person who has a flying house.
That sounds pretty pointless.
Wow, this I gotta see.
And you're going to.
I'm Cesar. Everyone's gotta get ready. My family has a flying house. Right. It's like a regular house, but it flies. The flight bridge is in the attic. You can see out a window to tell where you're going. My mom pilots the house, but we all help get it up in the air. We take the flying house to festivals and fairs, but we also go to sky scrambles. That's where other people with flying houses get together and compete to reach Lot Mountain. If you land your house on Lot Mountain, you win. My family hasn't won yet, but we've been to 3 scrambles so far. My job is to drop ballast. When I throw my sister's things out the window, she gets mad. But you have to make the house light or it won't float. Our house's name is Don. He's really nice and helps us navigate if the weather is cloudy. I like having a flying house named Don and my family. Bye.
It must be cool to have a flying house or a family.
Flying houses are a money pit. I was going to go in on one with friends, but I'm glad it fell through.
My family never had any kind of difficult-to-operate vehicle to bond over. Our neighbors collected mobiles, though.